I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
In this so-called White House, press secretary wants to lecture America and lecture us about civility. Get lost. Clean up your own house before you have anything to say to us about the language that we use.
The threat right now in this country to the American people are extreme MAGA Republicans. That's the threat.
No one has ever been more dangerous to this country than Donald Trump, and he is a fascist to his core.
We're in a war right now to save this country, and so you have to be willing to do whatever is necessary in order to save the country.
I don't understand why it's so difficult for the press to have a consistent narrative about how dangerous Trump is.
Do you think Donald Trump is a fascist?
Yes, I do.
We have a Timu Hitler in the White House right now.
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
He's just a vile creature. The worst thing on the face of the earth.
Who said the bullet comment? I mean, that stands out as different than the other ones.
Yeah, I didn't recognize that.
What was that? That couldn't have been anybody in office. Nobody
says
that.
Wait a minute. Jasmine Crockett just said it was the whole thing was faked. It was a false flag. She's in office. She's an idiot. But we'll figure out.
Saying something is fake is different than saying somebody needs to put a bullet in the president. You couldn't get away with that. Who was that in that clip?
Rick Wilson.
He's a political
strategist.
He's the Lincoln Project guy.
Yeah.
Right. Those people.
Oh, God,
Lincoln Project is the most
criminal.
Embarrassing thing. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. So what's really interesting about what's emerging from looking into the latest guy to try to assassinate Trump is how weirdly mundane, passionless, ill thought out, hardly ideological it is. I'm stealing this from Michael Brendan Doherty of the National Review, but he said it almost feels like as casual as assassination attempt as retweet.
Hmm.
And there's a lot to this, and I'm hoping I can, herd it into a recognizable shape. But if you look at this guy's history online, it's interesting. He has a great deal of animosity toward Trump and the administration. But, for instance, he had lately said that on the insane Islamist influencer Hassan Piker, he said, where is that quote? After he mostly posted about video games, but then he started to get kind of political. But and he retweeted posts comparing Trump to Hitler. In the wake of the attempted assassination of Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania, Allen retweeted posts basically suggesting that the attack could have been staged, blah, blah, blah. And then, when the Hassan Piker guy was tweeting in favor of shoplifting, he said, he retweeted somebody, he said, I've spent a lot of time in countries where graft and grifting are the norm, and I assure you it is worth a truly immense cost to prevent that from taking hold in our society. You don't want to live in that kind of society. Hassan Piker is an effing idiot. And the shooter retweeted it. And then
well,
he retweeted somebody else.
That's a very sane take.
And then he retweeted somebody else who was talking about some influencer streamer's dumb take. And he retweeted, I do not listen to any streamers because streamers are dumb. And a review of his posts on Blue Sky suggests the alleged gunman was primarily drawn to mainstream resistance figures. Democratic activist Will Stancil, Princeton history professor Kevin Cruz, Democratic propagandist Aaron Rupar, New York Times columnist Jamel Bowie, Sarah Jeong, the former Times editorial board member. That's who he mostly seemed into. Now, is this trying to draw some sort of, therefore, these people are assassins? No, not really. We all need to lower the political rhetoric. But the interesting and I think significant part of this is that this guy, in some of it, like his quote-unquote manifesto, said things like administration officials, not including Mr. Patel, who he'd mentioned earlier, they are targets prioritized from highest ranking to lowest. He was armed with a shotgun, handgun, several knives, spoke about his mission in the way someone who imagines himself a Navy SEAL might, but is not actually a Navy SEAL. He might speak. They are targets only if necessary, Allen said of the Secret Service, and to be incapacitated non-lethally if possible.
Wow. Have you ever, like, watched a war movie or anything like that? I mean, I really think you have a...
It's childlike.
It is.
Yeah, and then he included in his quote-unquote manifesto three objections to his attack on the Washington Hilton and his rebuttals to those objections, including number one was, as a Christian, you should turn the other cheek. He replied, turning the other cheek is for when you yourself are oppressed. I'm not the person raped in a detention camp. I'm not the fisherman executed without trial. I'm not a school kid blown up or a child starved or teenage girl abused by the many criminals in this administration. He bought the whole Trump is a pedophile
thing. Yeah, as Nora O'Donnell mentioned on 60 Minutes the other night. Yeah, I personally know, like, I've read this online. I personally know people who believe the Trump, Hillary, Bushes, all of them are baby raping pedophiles. So this guy believed that stuff. I mean, and if you believed that stuff, you could justify any action. If you believed that stuff, I mean, you could justify anything.
It's also worth mentioning, as both the Free Press, I believe it was, and a couple other people have mentioned, that CNN has gone very big. Because, again, this guy seemed to be mostly into pretty mainstream commentators. CNN's gone really big with a couple of those completely discredited people who came out of the woodwork and claimed they knew about Jeffrey Epstein. That there was baby eating and that Trump was there and she saw him raping a young girl and just...
What?
I mean, the FBI under Biden, for what it's worth, you know, looked at these people and said, okay, this is the sort of mentally ill person who comes out of the woodwork. But there are quote-unquote mainstream outlets that are reporting this stuff gleefully because it's such great, delicious clickbait. But then you've got an intelligent, but again, childlike in his judgment, fella who decides it's all true and he's going to kill Trump and his entire cabinet for it. And his plan is, again, childlike in its complete, utter lack of reality.
So did I hear his marriage was on the rocks, or there's something bad with his family life?
He had apologized. He wrote his quote-unquote manifesto as a suicide note, essentially, and apologized for the pain it was going to cause his family and also for the pain he had caused previous to that, the specifics of which I have no idea.
So there might be something we don't know about, something in his main personal relationship.
Right. And though this guy was childlike, he was planning to run into a room in which the president was, you know, eating, guns blazing. He had to
die. I mean, experiment 1,000 times, 199 times.
Shot. He just fell down.
I stand on bringing him down. Sounds like, because there was a who happened to be hallway where he
time. But he says it's about how easily grievance turns into permission and how feeling wronged starts to look like a reason to do wrong. And he says in his practice, that sort of rationalization he's seen throughout his entire career. Something was taken from me, so taking something back feels less like a violation and more like correction.
Interesting.
And the question quietly shifts from, is this right, to, who deserves it? And once it shifts, the answer is always the same.
Jews?
They deserve whatever I take from them, or if I hurt them, or whatever. And he says it destroys relationships, and it destroys societies if it gets going. It's almost as if far leftists want to destroy our society and are teaching these values to all of our children and young adults. That would be terrible, wouldn't it?
That's interesting, though. I'd never thought about that, and I think that sounds true. Just psychologically, when you've been wronged, and we all get wronged at various times, where things unfair happen, mm-hmm. we have a desire, a need, probably, to balance the scales somehow.
Well, right. It's just an extrapolation of he hit me, so I'm going to hit him. But when you get into human-style rationalization, the hit that he did to me might be something perfectly acceptable or mundane. I can flesh this out because it's really well written, maybe a little bit later.
Do you all know, see
it everywhere, and it's being taught to the kids.
Do you all know about Chonkers? Chonkers the giant sea lion?
He's the toast of the West Coast.
He's a big star. I need to talk about Chonkers. I think I'm going to take the kids to see Chonkers this weekend. That, among other things, on the way. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
Look, we all want to feel safe at home, but for a long time, home security has meant expensive monthly fees and ironclad contracts that lock you in for years.
Yeah, I have SimpliSafe. I chose it because they offer a better way. Comprehensive protection, sensors, cameras, I got all that, 24/7 monitoring, but on my terms.
Customize your entire system on their website in minutes, and when it arrives at your doorstep a few days later, the app-guided setup makes it so easy you can have the system up and live in less than an hour. If you need help, they'll give it to you.
But there's no drilling, no stress, no waiting around for a service appointment. You can get to it right away.
Monitoring service is a fraction of the cost of other brands, and you love the fact that if your needs change, you can cancel with no cancellation fee.
Right now, our listeners get 50% off a new system by visiting simplysafe.com/Armstrong. That's half off. simplysafe.com/Armstrong. Right now, go to simplysafe.com/Armstrong.
That's simplysafe.com/Armstrong. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Man, I love this place. I've been surfing here since I was a kid. Now, seeing my grandson out on the water, it means everything to me. Watching him and taking in the blue waves, the sea breeze, the blurry horizon.
If you have geographic atrophy, or GA, subtle changes in vision could mean it's progressing toward irreversible vision loss. Izervay is proven to slow GA progression and could help preserve your vision for longer, so you may keep seeing the world around you. Izervay, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is an eye injection. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may cause blood in the white of the eye, blurred vision, or a temporary increase in eye pressure. Do not drive or use machinery until vision has recovered after an eye injection or exam. Ask your retina specialist how you can slow your GA with Izervay. To learn more, call 1-855-IZERVAY or go to izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong in a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit reddingheatingair.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision.
She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The Reading Rodeo is back. Buck and by the River, May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at ReadingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart-racing rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors. Sierra Pacific Industries, Middleton Whiskey Glock Beverage, S&L Group, and Reading Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Reading Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit ReadingRodeo.com.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Joe and I, as of March, which was last month, have been on the air in San Francisco on the radio for 23 years. That's amazing.
That can't be right.
I know. Anyway, so we're familiar to this. If you're not familiar to San Francisco or haven't ever been, you should go. One of the things you go down...
It's less bummy than it was a few years ago.
Definitely. But one of the things you do is you go around Pier 39, which is a touristy area, and see the sea lions who sunbathe on these floating little docks that they got out there. Well, a giant, giant one showed up the other day named Chonkers, which Katie first told us about the other day. When did Chonkers show up? Last week?
2 weeks ago.
Chonkers is about three times bigger than any of the other sea lions.
Yeah, 2,000 pounds.
Laying around.
And no joke, I've seen him. He's a BFS, I'm telling you.
He's a stellar sea lion, which is not an adjective. That's actually the name of the kind of sea lion he is. Mm-hmm. Sounds like an adjective.
They're also calling him Chonkus Maximus.
I like that.
Just to let you know.
It's not
the, I once pointed out a great egret to my son. He said, it's an all right egret. So it's one of those.
Yeah, exactly. That's a stellar sea lion. It's okay.
I don't know.
11 feet long, 2,000 pounds. They're usually only up in Washington or Alaska. But this guy came way down further south.
Can you give us a minute to contemplate 2,000 pounds?
That's pretty big.
I just watched him jump up on one of the docks, and every other sea lion just went right into the water. The whole thing tipped.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
People are enjoying it because when he sprawls across the docks, he dwarfs all the other sea lions. And when he hauls himself up and flops down, it sounds like a tree falling, it says. I have not heard it yet. I might take the kids this weekend before he heads back up north, I guess. He's described as pretty mellow, mostly sunbathing and eating.
Sounds like me.
This is helpful. This is what ChatGPT told me. The nickname Chonkers came from social media, basically Chonky being comically big. Okay, thank you.
So much.
Comically big.
I had zero idea.
Whenever I witness a universal human reaction, it interests me. And I think probably every human being on Earth would look at that thing and say, holy crap, that's a big seal. Why? We're impressed by it, but we all are.
Yeah.
Ooh, look at the size of that.
There is a live cam on Pier 39. We should post that at the website so people could
there
find it.
There is? I know what I'm doing for the rest of
the day. There's a live cam on Pier 39.
Katie's going to get nothing done.
Yep. So you can watch the docks.
I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Chonkers all the time. He's usually shows up in the morning, but you can see him at various times through the day.
As the more I think about it, clearly, a beast that big, from the dawn of time, humans would either say, oh my God, that's a threat, or oh my Lord, that's a lot of meat.
Oh, right.
That is one probably or the other. Or both.
Yeah, I gotta believe the, the native people, which we are broadcasting on lands once owned by the some tribe. Probably
yeah,
eight
fine.
Those, probably eight people like Chonkers when they showed up.
It's like Chonkers yeah. is not there yet. I'll be back with live Chonker watch.
How's the cam look? How's the
it's
quality?
Good. It's good quality.
There you go.
Way better than what they had at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, I'll tell you that.
21st century, man. You know what I'd like to do is go to elementary schools, especially in California, and make the little children cry by pointing out to them that a lot of the native peoples hunted the large mammals of North America to extinction because they were big and meaty and delicious. So they just killed them till there were none left.
Man, I got a book recommended by our friend Tim Sandifer about the realities of the Apaches that I got for my son, and he is going to do a paper for school about the realities of how Native Americans treated each other, and we will see how that goes.
Maybe they could do a coloring book for younger children.
Because that is an under-discussed aspect of the people that had this land before. It's the way they treated each other. It was not pleasant.
It'll put the disgust back in disgust, huh?
Yes. No, that's really good. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
Okay, we got more on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-869-2045 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-869-2045. That's 800-869-2045. What do you have to lose? Call 800-869-2045. Again, 800-869-2045.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Richard Gallardo is running for Supervisor District 1. His opponents have had many votes in their respective offices. One voted for an illegal land sale, bloated budgets, large government salary raises, and supported a sales tax increase. The other voted for installing surveillance cameras, attempting to stop a citizen petition, large increases in public health programs, and avoids true fiscal transparency and accountability. Go to GallardoForSupervisor.com. Paid for by Gallardo for Supervisor District 1, 2026.
Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild and Illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Join the heartbeat of our county every Monday at 6:35 a.m. on KCNR with the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McClain News Hour. Known for its unbiased reporting, the Town Hall Brief brings clear, local-focused updates and heartfelt discussions that unite our community. Got a story to share? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com or connect via socials at Town Hall Brief on linktree.com to drop a DM. The Town Hall Brief. Your community's voice for Shasta County News, Monday mornings at 6:35 on KCNR.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224 2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
The Redding Rancheria proudly invites you to the State of the Tribe Luncheon, Wednesday, May 20th at Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center, with doors opening at 11:30 and lunch at noon. Join us as we celebrate where we have been and explore where we are going as a tribe and community partner. Proceeds from this event benefit the Redding Rancheria Community Fund. The Redding Rancheria State of the Tribe Luncheon, Wednesday, May 20th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and watch the State of the Tribe streaming live.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at GormanCompLaw.com.
Hear ye good folk, you are cordially invited to the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, May 23rd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday, May 24th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Anderson Fairgrounds at 1890 Briggs Street. Watch knights fight for their honor in armored combat, enjoy lively Celtic and folk music, feast like royalty, and shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $17 for adults, $15 for youth, 11 to 17, and kids 10 and under get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and skip the lines. The Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, May 23rd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday, May 24th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Anderson Fairgrounds. Huzzah!
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisader locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Armstrong and Getty Show.
Top college football player now sidelined. Texas Tech, one of the top programs in the country, says transfer quarterback Brendan Sorsby is entering a treatment program for gambling addiction. ESPN reports, citing sources, that the NCAA is investigating Sorsby for gambling on college football games. The NCAA declined to comment to confirm whether he's being investigated.
One of your biggest college football stars with a gambling addiction in a world where it's very, very, very easy to gamble. That's not what we're going to talk about here, but there have been a number of articles I've come across in recent days about how the data is in this whole gambling everywhere is not working for society.
Right.
I don't know how you square that with libertarian views of people get to gamble if they want, but a lot of people aren't handling it well.
On the long list of things I don't know, how successful is treatment for gambling addiction compared to, say, drug addiction?
No idea. No idea. But
if you know, drop us a note, mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com.
Those stats we had the other day about people who played the lottery, on how people with a household income of $20,000 a year, household yearly income of $20,000 a year, buy three times as many tickets as household incomes that make $30,000 a year. And they are buying a lot of them. So it's preying upon, I don't know, do I want to use that paternalistic phrase? Probably not, because you get to make your own decisions, but that's who's buying most of the tickets.
Right.
Anyway, different topic. We've talked about this a couple of times. So the United States, it seems, has decided to try to keep Chinese cars out of America because we're worried about what that would do to our car market, which is a big part of our economy. The U.S. car industry contributes $1.3 trillion to the economy each year. That's a lot. And the old saying used to be, so goes GM, so goes the United States economy. It's not that big anymore, but still a big deal. And we're concerned about the quality of these Chinese cars and their price. They're just so freaking cheap. Anyway, the Wall Street Journal's got a big piece today about car dealerships that are just across the border in Mexico where people are buying them and driving them and liking them. Greeley is one of the cars that I would like to try out. They've got an EV that's supposed to be really good. It starts at $20,000. $20,000 is like the price of what cars was in the 90s.
And not a stripped down hunk of junk either. It's pretty technically advanced and impressive from every review I've read.
So they say. I do have a little bit of the skepticism around people like these stories so much. Remember when Two Buck Chuck took off? There have been a couple of those over the years. People just love the, it's only $2, but it's really good thing for some reason. I don't know why. That captures people's imaginations. And the $2 wine was actually pretty crappy. It was just the novelty of it and everything like that. So I wonder, I'd like to sit in one of these cars before I buy in completely too. And there's a lot of self-hating reporters out there that would love to talk about how China is kicking our ass at everything. So I would like to actually sit in one of these cars. But if they, you know, if they drive off the lot and hold up at all, it doesn't even, they don't even need to be great for $20,000. That's, no. That is a price that, I mean, we ain't got nothing like that in the United States. And,
I would point out, your cynicism, I think, is appropriate. But at the same time, when the head of Ford Motor Company went there and said, I'm terrified,
mm-hmm.
he wasn't being cynical. This stuff is incredibly good for the price.
Right. And again, it doesn't even need to be incredibly good at that price. It would be a huge disruptor. Anyway, and they're right across the border in Mexico. It's currently illegal to register these Chinese cars in the United States at all. And we're trying to put even more barriers on the ability for them to get into the country. I don't know. Have we ever done that before? With anything like this? Does that work long term? Seems pretty crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. There's sky high tariffs too, but it's not a good sign. Although you could certainly make the argument: number one, you've got Communist Party subsidies going to these manufacturers, so that is dumping right off the bat.
Right.
You can't really make the cheaper labor argument because hell, go to your local Walmart. Virtually everything there is made in a country that has cheaper labor than we'd have.
Well, I'm trying to figure out why. So Elon Musk is a genius and set out to build a great electric car at the lowest price he could, and they are not inexpensive because the tech is so amazingly expensive to put in these vehicles. Why is China able to make the tech good, but cheaper than we have been able to? What is going on there?
Subsidies and incredibly low labor cost.
If it's the subsidies, especially, well then, you know, like you said, that is a
dumping.
That's a different category of competition.
Chief Executive Hyundai Motors said, I'm telling you, it's a very difficult, not to say impossible, to compete. We cannot compete at the same price as the Chinese in the markets where we operate. Otherwise, we will be losing money.
Oof. So if they were not doing that, where the government is subsidizing a product to try to get it in and disrupt a market, would we allow it in the United States? Would you be for allowing it in the United States and competing? Because, you know, we went through this. If you're old enough, you remember American cars were so amazingly crappy in like the late 70s, early 80s throughout that period. American cars were just crap. And because we did allow Japanese cars in, people started buying Toyotas and Hondas because they weren't crap. And then Ford and Chevy had to get much, much better, and they did, and now they're good also. But so you wouldn't want to not have fair competition because we've been through this once before.
Right. This is a great gray area that has super arguments on both sides, because to further reduce our industrial capacity for making the weapons of war, which car manufacturers are very quick to adapt to when necessary, that would, especially in favor of China having enhanced capability to do that, you could make a national security argument that would hold water. It's a tough one.
Yeah. If you've never been in a Tesla, the feel of a Tesla is comically cheap. I mean, comically cheap.
Oh, really?
Like it was a school project sometimes, some of the stuff.
Really?
Well, yeah, because the tech is so expensive I mean, it's mind-bogglingly good, the tech in my Cybertruck. But like the little knobs and stuff like that, the little plastic thing you push down or pull up to, you know, put your window up and down are just like so crappy. But it's the only way you could make the car even possibly close to affordable. They're almost not affordable now because the tech is so expensive. If you want a car that's like a modern Chevy or Honda with that tech, it's a Lucid, and that costs $200,000. And nobody's going to buy those.
Wow.
It's just because the tech's so expensive. You have to make the plastic stuff so cheap to, like, get it in the range of buyable. So if China has come up with a way to make a car that has Tesla-level tech but, like, Honda-level quality at a... Well, they have come up with a way. You have slave labor, and the Communist Party subsidizes it.
Practically, yeah. So they have three different automakers, BYD, Geely, and Great Wall Motor, that are among the biggest car makers in the world. They're gobbling up market share in Europe, now other parts of Asia. In Mexico, Chinese vehicles account for a quarter of total sales already, and Canada is going to allow tens of thousands of them to be imported right around the corner.
Do those countries not care about unfair competition? Volkswagen is the number one car maker in the world, and Europe is going to let China dump a bunch of Communist Party subsidized vehicles and undermine the number one car maker in all of Europe?
I think it's going to be an enormous fight. I don't know. That's a great question. What is the gentleman saying? 999 is
because
what they ought to be saying.
Yes, that's a national security issue. One of your biggest industries for your entire economy, it's basically the Communist Party coming in and messing with your number one biggest part of your economy. You can't
Correct.
Allow that.
But if I can get a cool car for cheap, I'll buy it anyway. Say 30% of American car buyers, according to Strategic Vision, the market research firm, 30% said, yeah, I'd be open to that.
Well, as opposed to what? Saying, that's a really great car, and it's really good quality, and it's really cheap, but I'm not going to buy it because it's subsidized?
As opposed to saying, I ain't buying no communist effing car. Yes. Correct.
That's interesting. I don't know. We need to figure this out. It looks like we're leaning toward we ain't going to allow them in the United States. I think that's a perfectly defendable position unless somebody can talk me out of it.
A couple more consumer-type stories. After this consumer-type message from our friends at Rough Greens, you love your dog. I mean, that's, nothing's more self-evident than that. You want them to have a long, happy, healthy life. And a lot of dog owners don't realize that the live nutrients your dog needs to thrive are missing from their food. And that's where Rough Greens comes in. It's America's number one dog supplement you sprinkle right on their food.
And you're going to get to try it for nothing, which we'll explain in just a little bit. But it's got all these vitamins and minerals and everything like that. Made in the U.S., by the way. It's an American product. You just sprinkle it on top of your dog's food. Your dog could feel younger, more energetic, healthier. Get a free Jumpstart trial bag today. All you do is cover the shipping. Go to roughgreens.com and use the discount code Armstrong.
But does it have enzymes, you're asking? Yes. Probiotics, enzymes, omega oils, over 20 live vitamins and minerals. Fabulous. Supports your dog's digestion, energy, overall health. Get your free jump start trial bag for your dog today. Just cover the shipping. Like Jack said, go to roughgreens.com. Use discount code Armstrong. That's RUFFgreens.com. Discount code Armstrong. Rough Greens. They make any dog food better.
I drove my son. Well, I didn't drive my son. Tesla. Elon drove my son to his orthodontist appointment yesterday. In my Cybertruck, and I'd never done this before. Usually I drive the first part with my hands and feet, just through the neighborhood. I don't know why. But I did driveway to parking lot, never touched the steering wheel, and it was perfect the whole
wow.
way through traffic, on ramps, all kinds of different situations. It was amazing.
Wow, I gotta get that. I gotta get that. Yeah. Speaking of consumer issues, the World Cup this summer was going to be the great return of soccer, the world's most popular sport, to America. The U.S. men's national team is hosting the tournament for the first time since the 90s. But listen to this, would ya? The first match against Paraguay on June 12th in L.A. should have been sold out, clearly. But instead, the ticket prices are, well, the cheapest cheap seat in an upper corner section is $1,120. A better
seat
is $4,000. And those aren't resale sites. Those are the FIFA prices. And so there are swaths of stadiums unsold out.
FIFA, which gave Donald Trump their peace prize?
That's true. in a moving ceremony.
The cheap seat is $1,100?
Yeah, yeah. For the opening match, $4,000 for a decent seat.
Wow.
And as this one software engineer, who's a big soccer fan, says, we're not talking about the knockout round. We're talking about the group stage game. It's absolutely bonkers. This week, FIFA's website showed seats available for the U.S. opener in at least a few dozen sections of the 70,000-seat stadium, blah, blah, blah. It's especially jarring considering the surge in soccer's popularity over the last 3 decades America.
Well, apparently, I mean, the price of the seat would lead you to believe that. I wasn't going to go anyway because I find soccer unbelievably boring.
No,
but
you're an ignoramus. You don't get the beauty of the game.
I'm not a foreigner with nothing else to do.
Do you go to an art museum and say it's a bowl of fruit? It's stupid.
Fruit? What's interesting about fruit?
Exactly. Yeah, you're a cretin. Anyway, the July 19th final prices have ranged from $4,200 to $11,000. And the third place game, ooh, who wouldn't pay dearly to see who gets third and who gets fourth? lower bowl corner seats are priced at $9,600.
Wow. But a lot of people coming from all over the world, right? That's the whole thing? Because it is the biggest sport in the world by far.
They got six wives and half a dozen Bentleys for each wife, sure. They'll probably buy them up. I don't know.
How good is our team? How good are we going to be? Do we know?
We're America, damn it. I don't know. I have no idea.
What does that mean?
I have no idea. Oh, man. I've got some more consumer-y economic stories. Maybe we can squeeze those in a little bit later. You got AI companies buying up tens of thousands of square feet of Manhattan commercial real estate. They got two employees, but they think they're going to have a lot soon. I came up with a great new metaphor. They're probably going to steal this in the Wall Street Journal, and I ought to get paid for it. It may not be a bubble, but this whole AI thing is definitely inflated. Is it a bubble? Is it a birthday balloon? Or is it one of those Mylar balloons you end up having to jab with a knife to get rid of because it never deflates?
Right.
Bubble or Mylar balloon? Stay tuned.
All that on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you have a history of those dreadful calcium oxalate stones? Well, KidneyCop is here to help. Shown in laboratory testing to reduce the rate of calcium oxalate crystal growth by 99%. Yes, 99%. Don't wait. Start taking KidneyCop Calcium Oxalate Protector today. That's KidneyCop, C-O-P, KidneyCop. Order today at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com. That's Amazon, Walmart, or KidneyCop.com.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses for a limited time. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
Imagine walking into your home and instantly feeling relaxed because the colors are fresh, clean, and exactly your style. That's what Eagle Eye Painting does for homeowners every day. Careful prep, protecting your furniture and floors, and a smooth, beautiful finish you'll be proud to show off. We're local, licensed, bonded, insured, and we're happy to help you in English or Spanish. Ready to fall in love with your home again? Call Eagle Eye Painting today at 530-410-1317 for a free, friendly estimate. That's 530-410-1317 or visit 530painter.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
The Reading Rodeo is back. Balkan by the River, May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at ReadingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart-racing rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors. Sierra Pacific Industries, Little Big Whiskey, Block Beverage, SNL Group, and Reading Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Reading Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit ReadingRodeo.com.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
An attacker doesn't even need to have it out. They can simply just bump against your wallet and just automatically steal the information through essentially a wireless radio frequency.
What was that?
They call it ghost tapping, Jack. They can charge your card without you it even leaving your pocket.
Well, wait a second. I tap stuff all the time, so obviously I use my watch, but I could use my card, as lots of us do, where you just tap your card on there. So somebody can come up and tap my card in my pocket. That makes sense.
According to the written account, they can use cheap, easy-to-read card readers. Thieves can trigger small wireless transactions just by getting close enough to your wallet or phone. No swipe, no PIN, no warning.
Yes, Katie?
That is why all of my loved ones and myself have what's called an RFID wallet. It actually has a protectant in the outside layer that can block anybody from doing this.
I was just at a outlet store, which will remain nameless, although if you traveled to Colombia, you might see their clothes. And that was like all they sold in the wallet department. I thought, is this necessary?
It's very popular, but how bulky are they? I wear a very tight pants.
They're not at all.
Stop. That's my answer to that query.
I tried to just go right by that. You know what I mean? Just power through it.
That
not
which
bulky
is
mean
cannot be unseen.
I'm a single man. I need to have everything on display.
We get it. You shop at Baby Gap. Okay. Very good.
No. So the scam relies on crowded spaces like transit, concerts, busy sidewalks where you never realize a charge is happening. Better Business Bureau's out and saying, when you think about how convenient and commonplace payment has become, and it is, it's just a matter of time before somebody takes advantage of it.
Yeah.
And they do really small transactions. That's an interesting aspect of this. Just to see if it goes through.
Yeah.
Then what attackers are doing is adding that to their digital wallets and essentially buying gift cards and doing other types of scams to make a quick transaction out of it, but to take as many dollars as they can in the shortest period of time possible.
I'm one of those people. I mean, I know I should be like my mom always was, or adults are, but I'm not. Where, you know, I go through my credit card bill every month because there's 8,000 things on there and I don't go through them all. It would be very easy to milk me $15 or $22 at a time. A big one I would notice, but yeah, because it's just, you know, there's so many charges on there.
But if it's a gift card, you know, I suppose the credit card company has to cover that.
Well, no, but I mean, just even noticing I'm being stolen from, you could do it for years for me, you know, a little bit at a time. So
like the utilities and phone companies do.
Yes,
mystery
yes.
charges you never notice, and they steal.
Exactly. And you just roll your eyes and think, oh, whatever. And you go on and pay it. So if you brushed up, got close enough somebody to tap 10 different cards, and you hit them each for, you know, $40 a month, that'd be a quick, easy $400 a month you're making that nobody would probably ever notice.
Let's see. And then they go through an RFID blocking card, which is $1 a piece. That's the cheapest option and does not work. A blocking sleeve, which is like 20 cents per piece. One card fits inside each sleeve, so you need one for each item in your wallet. The sleeve worked for both the plastic and metal cards, but was slightly inconvenient. You got your Faraday pouch, which worked very well. However, again, cell phone service is also blocked.
I need sleek.
And then RFID blocking wallet, phone case combo, extra sleek for the aging Lothario. The wallet feature worked. The cards could not be charged while inside it.
I should just not carry my card. I really only need my watch to live my life at this point. As long as I got my watch on, I can do whatever I want.
Yeah. Okay.
Yet another thing to worry about. That's what we all needed. That's what we do every day. Here's a list of things to worry about. Come back tomorrow for another list of things to worry about.
Don't worry about racism. Most of it is fake. We've got an unbelievably revealing study of major media headlines over the last 50 years that will raise your eyebrows.
Wow. I want to hear a little of the King's speech from yesterday, King Charles in the United States, among other things, in hour three.
Armstrong and Getty.
Look, we all want to feel safe at home, but for a long time, home security has meant expensive monthly fees and ironclad contracts that lock you in for years.
Yeah, I have Simply Safe. I chose it because they offer a better way. Comprehensive protection, sensors, cameras, I got all that, 24/7 monitoring, but on my terms.
Customize your entire system on their website in minutes, and when it arrives at your doorstep a few days later, the app-guided setup makes it so easy you can have the system up and live in less than an hour. If you need help, they'll give it to you.
But there's no drilling, no stress, no waiting around for a service appointment. You can get to it right away.
Monitoring service is a fraction of the cost of other brands, and you love the fact that if your needs change, you can cancel with no cancellation fee.
Right now, our listeners get 50% off a new system by visiting simplysafe.com/Armstrong. That's half off. simplysafe.com/Armstrong. Right now, go to simplysafe.com/Armstrong.
That's simplysafe.com/Armstrong. There's no safe likes.
The new News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.